mom, John, family. This is me here in Chulai still. I was gonna phone home, but I decided not to because there's gonna be buku guys there trying to phone, and it's gonna cost a lot of money, so I just decided to send one of these things. The guys are starting to use these now. Maybe I'll send home some more if it works out good. The click you're hearing is, you know, just me shutting it off to think of something to say. Everything's fine here. I hope you get this by Christmas. I don't know if I'll be working that night. I might be off duty. If I am, I might go down to Quinyon on a 3-day pass. I sent some packages home. All that stuff is just cheap stuff here in Vietnam. I can't get anything. I really want to get you people for a while. I'm saving all the packages I've received until Christmas. I'll open them then, I guess. A lot of the guys have gotten packages. We got that Christmas tree you sent me. I put it together and put it in the orderly room, and they got a bigger one, so I pulled it out and put it in my area, and I've got some packages around there, so it's kind of, you know, it's like a regular Christmas. And we got a tree, you know, and it's a palm tree. It's got stuff hanging off of it. I hope it doesn't blow us up. We got ammunition all strung around it, but it's pretty nice. We call it our VC birth control Christmas tree. All the guys here are okay. They're all getting packages and stuff like me. And we all miss everyone at home. We got two new crew chiefs and a new medic just recently. They're doing all right. Got a package from some sorority, this SEC sorority. I don't know who they are, but this is the second one I've gotten from them. Really some fine people, I guess. I don't know, find out if maybe grandma's in that sorority, or maybe Auntie Andrea or something. Find out how they got my name. I sent them a thank you card, you know, one of these Christmas cards. Really appreciate it. It was nice. And you can send cookies, you know, if you want to. I hate to get on the subject of food, but you can send cookies and cans, you know, and those cakes were delicious, man. Those are great. You can send some of those too. I don't know if you can hear the ocean, but the waves are really high tonight. I'm about 100 meters away from it, and I can really hear it. Pretty soon a chopper might come in, but it's just a chopper. I thought I might tell you. We got a club now that's open in the back of my hooch. It's just a little ways away from here. So if some drunks come by, you'll know what to expect too. They all built a club. It's for the 54th Med only, for dust off. And we allow, you know, some guys from the 74th Med to come in. And some guys from the 196th Aviation. Better let them in because they're our gun support. Things here are looking better. It was pretty bad a couple of weeks ago, but it's slowed down. We only got two ships a day out in the field, out by Tam Kỳ. You might know where that is. Hill 63, they call it. We send them out there, two of them a day. After we fly 3 days in a row, we shift. We go 1, 2, 3, and you fly those 3 days. You're off approximately 2 days. Those are the days I get to go into town, get to go to the beach, do what I want. Pretty nice to have the days off. It eases the tension. You all have to excuse me if, you know, I don't write often, but I get busy, you know, I get tired, and things, a lot of things happen around here. I can't, you know, write as often as I'd like to. I'm sure you understand, though. It was raining outside, so I decided to come in. Oops, something's happening to my tape recorder. Just a minute. There's one of those helicopters I was telling you about. No, the tape recorder was on my knee, and it was all unwinding and stuff. I got candles in my area, and I've got some incense burning. It looks real nice. I bought a big statue of Buddha, put it on top of one of my dressers here, and it looks kind of nice. I've got a regular little theater here where we can go and watch movies. I went and saw one yesterday. Give you an idea what it's like here. We got another club around, and the perimeter's pretty big. We got you know, jets all around us, so we're pretty well guarded around here. Once in a while, though, they throw in a few stray mortars, but it doesn't happen often. I got a BAR yesterday. I got off a KIA, an Arvin, It's real nice. I think John might know what one looks like. That's what I'm using now. A buddy of mine just came by and we talked for a while. He's from the first Cav Medevac from Boston. His name's Vining. Comes another dust off. Guess they must be kind of busy tonight. Chad, I'm off duty. We usually get about anywhere from 10 to 20 missions a day. We go out to LZs and, you know, pick up the troops out there, mark their LZs with smoke, and we come in. I've got some pretty good pictures. I haven't sent home yet. They've marked LZs and things like this, some action shots. I'll show you when I get home. People down here are real nice. Something's the matter with my tape recorder again. Uh-oh. Just a minute. Yeah, I got it all fixed now. It's just a cheap tape recorder. It's called a dock order. It only cost me about $25. I guess the chopper's shutting down now. I'm glad. How's Eleanor doing in school? I hope she's studying and all that stuff. And Eddie, too. Say hi to Grandma and everybody for me. I really miss them all. And thank everyone for sending stuff for me. Really appreciate it. I don't know how I'll ever be able to repay everyone. I'm thinking about taking my R&R in either the Philippines or Bangkok with some guy named Baker here. He's a crew chief. Nothing's really definite yet, but I've been thinking about it. Whatever happened to the contact lens thing, did they ever send for the balance of the bill? I never wrote and asked you about it, but I was always curious. If they didn't, great, you know. Also, I'm glad you saved that package for me. Keep it in the... Oh, hold it a minute. Here goes my tape recorder. Got it fixed again. Hope it doesn't mess up on me. Like it just did. Had some clothes in the bottom of one of my foot lockers, and they all mildewed, so I'm going to try and send them home as soon as I can. Oh, I don't know if I told you, but I also sent you some films home. With me and, you know, areas around here. I sent for a flag of New Mexico, but, I guess nobody sent me one. If you see a little one laying around anywhere, you know, for about 50 cents, you can send it to me. I'd like to put it on my ship. All of us hear about, you know, the riots and protests and shit over there in the States, but, I mean, don't worry about it. It doesn't bother us at all. We know the type of people that are doing it, and, I mean, you know, that's their way. I guess maybe they think they're right. I don't know. But it's no big thing, one way or the other. I can see I'm starting to run out of tape, so I guess I better say goodbye. 8 months left. TT getting short every day, day by day. If you get some other boxes for me, just save them for me, and we'll open them when I get home. I think maybe some of my buddies might be sending me some things for Christmas. I don't know. We're having a little, you know, pulling names and stuff over here, so I might get some boxes late in the year, pretty soon. Just save them for me. Appreciate it. Well, I guess I better sign off for now.